Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said it may take death before some people choose to become vaccinated. Dr. Thompson said he hopes that doesn't end up being the case for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
There are a lot of people who would like this pandemic to be prolonged. There are a lot of reasons why some people may want to see a pandemic prolonged or for various reasons, and they are using various means. Plus, the anti-vax movement itself has been around for a long time, and they've been pouring out a ton load of videos. I mean, how could somebody have a magnet attached to your arm and say that, well, don't take it because all these things are fake proposals, and sadly, they have worked with some persons. So in getting the message out, that group of hesitant will probably shrink. But sadly, it sometimes may take that you have to start seeing death before, like in the BVI, before people start to run in order to get vaccinated. I hope we don't really reach that stage.
That was infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says anyone trying to pass off a fake vaccine certificate in Jamaica would likely be caught. Tufton explained that the government has software that was recently unveiled, which captures in real time the persons who are inoculated, and so that database can validate, if necessary, whether or not someone has a fraudulent card. In Antigua and Barbuda, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 1,288. Internationally, people from the EU or US who have been fully vaccinated will not need to isolate when coming to England from an amber-list country. The government said the rule change will help to reunite family and friends whose loved ones live abroad. Meanwhile, the Malaysian government has been asked why it revoked emergency COVID regulations as cases continue to spike. Malaysia has reported more than 1 million cases and 8,000 deaths so far, but experts warn the real numbers are much higher as testing rates are low. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.